3-1, bouncer left side. Wilson can't make the play. And Murphy is going to be aboard, and that's four innings and four leadoff men aboard.
Now, this should be scored in air. I mean, this is
not
a complete
should,
misplay.
It has to be.
It has to be. I mean, this is completely misplayed.
Now that's ridiculous.
They gave it a hit?
Scored that a base hit?
That's just not a hit.
That's impossible.
Is
that is
like
flat out ridiculous. Kevin, you were a major league infielder.
Yes,
for many
it makes
years.
Me sick.
Right?
Yes.
It's not fair to you and all the other infielders that played for all those years in the major leagues. The joke they are making of scorekeeping. Somebody will change it. Somebody has to change it. You know, don't give me this. Well, you didn't get a glove on it. That's just ridiculous. Oh, this is a joke, quite frankly.
The voice of Scott Fransky and Kevin Soccer last night. Welcome back. Scott's going to join us at noon, as he does every Friday. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe. It's Hugh's birthday, by the way. Happy birthday to Hugh Douglas. And we're looking for the best answer to a birthday gift you'd give Hugh for a spot in our fantasy league. But I'm glad Kyle played that in. Because I was angry last night watching the game. Not just because the Phillies can't hit anymore. Because, Hugh, there is an epidemic going on in Major League Baseball. I have a theory on it. I think that's why this conspiracy theory music is playing. I have a theory of what's going on. Right, so, you know, they've taken the shift away. And I think baseball is very sensitive that no one can hit anymore and batting average is down. And my theory, Hugh Douglas, is that they're artificially creating hits that aren't hits. That this is baloney. I'd say watching baseball every night, just not just the Phillies, but other games too. There's five plays each night that I watch, and I'm like, that's not an error. That's not a hit. That's an error. The ball's hit right to a player. It goes off his glove, and they're like, nah, it's a base hit. So Scott said at the end of that last night, oh, they're going to change that. Well, they haven't yet. The Phillies credited for zero errors last night. Weston Wilson had a ball in the first inning that went right off his glove. It's hit right to him. It's an error. I don't know why, when this started or why it's happening, but it is ridiculous. Like, it's crazy that they can't score these games correctly.
Don't they have the people in New York looking at stuff like that?
Well, they can go to those people for, like, replay reviews, but they have the official scorer in each ballpark. And I think those people have been told, call them all hits. It's my conspiracy theory that this comes from the top.
Yeah, that is kind of wild, especially when you have the ones that you're talking about as egregious as they are. That makes no sense to me.
It's egregious. Last night was egregious. I've seen many of them this year where it's like, yeah, that's a base hit. No, it's not. Anyone that's watched baseball for 10 minutes knows that should have been scored an error. So many of them. I'm glad Scott was annoyed about it last night. I was. He'll join us coming up at noon. I'm curious if anyone else has noticed this, too. It's happened all year. I think it's getting worse. 215-592-9494. All right, back to the phones here on the Phillies. Have you lost hope? Are you losing hope in the Phillies? I haven't checked our poll early in the show today, but just if it's anything similar to what we've heard so far on the phones, I'm guessing, Kyle, people are starting to lose hope on a team that gave us so much hope earlier this season.
It's pretty interesting here. So 57% of people say they're losing hope. 24% still believe in them. And then 18.6% completely lost hope.
So over 75% of people have either lost hope or are losing it.
Yes.
That's not good. I mean, that's not what you want.
No. I mean, that's what the Phillies have done to us. It's just been too prolonged of a stretch for, like, the people who say, like, everything's going to be fine. Like, please explain to me why, besides just the fact that I'm a Phillies fan and I love them. Like, give me an actual tangible reason to believe that everything's going to be okay.
Because they looked at the schedule and they're like, oh, we could pull this out.
Is it like, it's like we have maybe the hardest schedule the rest of the way in baseball?
I mean, you know, but you got Miami sprinkled in there. You got the Nationals sprinkled in there.
Yeah, we'll go over the full 35. They have, so how many games against losing teams? Miami, right? Washington,
Miami,
Chicago,
Chicago,
Toronto.
Yeah.
We're screwed.
That doesn't make you feel better, man?
Dude, no. And, like, it's not even about how they finished the rest of the regular season. We've seen the Phillies play very poorly in late September 2022 specifically, and then go on a deep October run. I just don't have any reason to believe that that's going to happen again.
Okay, I am losing hope, but I can spell out for you the reason to have some belief still left. I still think the pitching is going to be fine. They're getting Ranger back tomorrow. The pitching's actually turned it around the last week or so. It's been the offense. And with this group of hitters, they get irrationally cold and hot. So, I mean, I don't know if it's going to happen, and it might not at this point, but if they could heat up again.
Well, here's where I get.
Yeah, that's what you're hoping for.
Yeah, that's the only thing I have left.
Yeah. But I just can't get there with you. I think that the team is averaging like just a little above four runs a game this season right now.
Where are we on the 6 runs per game prediction?
I think they need to average they need to average about like about 11 15, runs a game about, the rest of the 11, season 15, to get to your mark. So, like, think about it. If we go into a playoff game, and, you know, I trust Zach Wheeler with all my heart, but if any of our other pitchers lets up 4 runs, we might just be screwed. That's it.
Well, and the part that now becomes troublesome is it's one thing if that is a 5 or 7 game series where maybe you could overcome a bad game or a couple games from the offense. They're trending towards having to play in the wild card round, which is a 3-game series, which means if you lose game one, we're coming in here, I mean, terrified the season ends the next day.
I mean, you just said it. The pitching has turned it around. The team hasn't. What does that tell you?
Tells me it's annoying. John is at Delaware. What's up, John? John? John going once. I'll put John back on hold. And let's go to Andy in Westchester. Hey, Andy.
Andy.
Hey, guys. Actually, this is Bigfoot, actually. Andy's just my alias.
Bigfoot. How many millions are after you today?
Hugh, I'm a bit of a statistician. I just wanted to let you know. It's actually more like 85% of all Americans.
I feel like Andy's making fun of me.
They call themselves squatchers.
Squatchers. No, now Andy, you're not lying about that. They are called squatchers.
And there's 85% of Americans are squatchers.
Now, I think he's making 85%. Fun of me about that part. But they are called squatchers.
No. They come banging on trees with sticks and, you know, howling and stuff like that.
I just want to point out, Andy, before you get to your point on the Phillies, I just want to, like, make this just, like, hit home for people. If you're right or Hugh's right, 85, 70%, like, line up 100 people in Philadelphia right now and say, guys, what are you doing today? And, Hugh, you would need 70 of them to say, I'm searching for Bigfoot today.
Yes.
Okay.
70 of them. Sounds a little bit.
We're everywhere.
Sounds a little bit like lofty.
It sounds a lot lofty. Andy, what are you feeling on the Phils?
Well, just so you know, we're everywhere, man. It's just you just need a good disguise. You fake mustache, Phillies hat.
But thank you. Thank you.
And I do have a birthday present for Hugh. But for the Phillies, so Kyle yelled at me because I didn't agree with him. And he always yelling at me.
He does the same thing to us every
y'all
morning.
Y'all need to get over the fact, Kyle. Kyle yell at me every day. Y'all need to get over that. That's just what he does.
That's kind of how we start our meeting every morning. We throw out ideas, Kyle yells, and then we figure something out.
So I'm kidding. I actually agree with him to an extent, but I feel more apathy than anything, which is kind of scary. It's like what I felt towards the Eagles the end of last season, where you're almost just laughing at a certain point. It's like, this is just stupid. And that worries me more than giving up. Because at least giving up, you have nothing to concern yourself with. Now I still have some hope, but I won't pay as much attention.
Apathy is a tough place to be. And Andy, I do feel a lot of people got there with the Eagles last year. You're right. I mean, and we all probably got there at different points, whether it was the Seahawk game or the Cardinal game here or when they lost the Giants in Week 18. At some point, everyone realized this thing was not going to get back on the track. I'm not there yet with the Phillies. I haven't completely lost hope, but I'm trending in that direction. It's not good.
Yeah, he just wanted it to end at a certain point. I don't want that here because they still have a chance. They're still in it. But have you taken the jinx off yet, by the way?
I have not, no. And I feel like the pressure is building on me almost as much as the Phillies to unjinx this thing.
It might be getting too late, man. You might want to just jump on that.
Andy, I've considered it. All right, Andy, what present you want to give Hugh?
I got actually a fully plant-based Hugh. You got to have a nice cigar.
A plant based. Well, that is fully plant based.
Yeah.
But see, Andy, here's the problem with me, because I try to get into cigars. There's so many different cigars that you can get now with different profiles. Mm-hmm. I don't really know what I like.
You need to go to like an official place.
But Andy, I will tell you, and this is like every cigar person that when I say this, they're gonna get like really upset. Uh-oh, with me.
What are you gonna do?
Like, but they're not cigars. I used to, like, back in the day, I used to smoke Black and Miles.
Oh, you. Andy.
We all start somewhere.
Yeah.
From the backwoods.
Andy, good phone call. Hugh, I used to do that, too. Those are not cigars. That's embarrassing.
I like the ones that are like the Black and Miles. But they like, and when I was smoking, I'm like, man, what are you doing? Because it would be the ones where they're not really, they're like cigarillos.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
They're not.
And they'd be like, dog. That's not a cigar. Well, that's not a cigar.
You think about like the high-end cigars you could get, and then you're talking about Black and Miles.
Listen, because here's the thing. I understand there's nothing like a good stick and a nice a nice glass of bourbon.
Sure.
But damn it, man, when you start talking about $30 cigars –
That's a jacket.
Man, come on, man. I'm in that $5 cigar range.
You're not getting,
you know what I mean? You're not getting a good cigar.
Be honest with you. It's not worth it at $5.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's why I just get a black, freak that black and mild. Just do that.
That just
sounded so bad. Did you used to freak your black and miles, Joe? Did you used to freak? You know what the freak of them is, right?
I don't know. I know what that is.
Well, we used to call it, like, you know, it's like a little sleeve in the middle, like between the tobacco. So yeah. You would take the sleeve out.
Okay.
And then stuff the tobacco back in.
I never did that.
I'm embarrassed telling you this. Now, that's some hood stuff right there. Freaking your black and miles. But, yeah, I used to be a black and miles smoker back in the day.
You were not the only one. All right, let's talk. All right, let me take my medicine here because I'm about to be beat up here by Bella in South Philly. Hey, Bella.
Yeah, it looks like I'm not the only one. Good morning. Happy birthday,
Hey, well, thank you, Bella. Thank you so much.
It's great. 53s, because if your 50s are great, they're the
thank
best.
Thank you.
And excuse me if I sound funny because I forgot to put my teeth in this morning.
Oh, don't worry about
but
it.
I'm doing the best I can. So, Joe.
Bella.
It seems to me if my team was, like, really going downhill and there was anything that might work, I would do it. I would do anything that I, you know, I'd go by Sage and, you know, go down the park. I mean, I would do anything that somebody told me might work. So what would it hurt? Because if you don't take that jinx off, I'm telling you right now, and mark my words, the Mets are going to win the division.
Oh, Bella,
the
no!
The Mets are hot. They just swept the Orioles. The Mets, the Atlanta stinks. We just stink worse. The Mets are going to, and it's going to be on you. It's going to be on you that we don't even make the playoffs.
But I'm a fool. All right, so Bella, here's what I'll say. And I know they play the Mets seven
just
more times.
Say four words.
It's take hard. It it's but all right. So wait a second.
Do now, you care?
I, of course, I care. I mean, Bella, every day for 4 hours I sit here. People tell me I'm a moron. I feel like I'm putting myself out there. Okay, but Bella. In the last 2 months, it's actually 2.5 months since I said the division is over. The Phillies have lost a half a game, just a half game off their lead
That's
in that
just
time.
Because everybody sucks, but what's our record then?
Not it's good, but that was part of my calculus, Bella. They all stink, or the other
I've
teams
been
stink.
A fan. I was born in the 40s. I've been a fan forever. I've seen it all. I've never seen an entire team except for when we lost to the Diamondbacks, I never saw an entire team just go flat all at once. Everybody. I like the idea of sending them all down to AAA. Bring up Cody Clemens. Bring up Tyler Phillips. You know, bring them up. Nobody that's up is here doing good.
Well, not
but
good enough.
You got to take that jinx off, really, Joe. What would it hurt? What would it hurt?
It wouldn't hurt, but I still believe they're going to win the division. So then I'd be lying just to take the jinx off.
You still believe? You see the Mets are on a tear, right?
But they're 7.5 back. That's still a large gap.
7.5 back, there's a long time left, and it's painful.
I know, but they're the Mets. They invite people to throw out first pitches. They don't even know what they're doing over there. The whole thing's a mess, Bella.
And that's how bad we are and the Braves are. And the Braves are so bad, and they mowed us down yesterday. I couldn't. Thank God the convention was when I had something to make myself, like, excited about. I mean, this is ridiculous. They're taking my joy away. This is worse than 64, because 64 lasted, like, 2 weeks.
Oh, worse than 64 hits. Mm. Bella, we appreciate it. And, I mean, I take it all under consideration. I mean, Bella's pretty strong on this, that this feels like my fault. I mean, I don't know how to reconcile this because they're still up six games. They've lost a half game lead in the division in 2.5 months. It's not the division that's the problem. It's everything else.
I feel like that's at a lower place than I am right now. Like, I have lost hope that they're going to win the World Series.
Yeah.
I don't think there's any chance they blow this division or, like, miss the playoffs or whatever. Like, so
I agree.
Like, I mean, that's, man.
See, I don't, like, if they get in, I still think they have a chance. Here's the thing that I'm worried about. How long does this power outage last? Because that's the thing. Like, when you look at the law of averages, you look at the way it's gone. Like, last year, we had the power outage late. I'm thinking, and this is where I'm trying to be optimistic, because I'm feeling like, okay, we're dealing with this power outage now, so maybe when the playoffs start, we'll get out of it and we'll start to, you know, hit a little bit better?
So in the first half of the season, the Phillies hit the sixth most home runs in baseball. Houston's the All-Star break, 23rd. They ranked 23rd in home runs hit.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's exactly what you're speaking to, where they hit a good amount of home runs in the first half, and now they've become one of the most powerless teams in baseball since the All-Star game. I mean, I always think, and this is probably with everything in life, but certainly sports, the truth lies in the middle, right?
Yeah.
So, like, you know, they probably weren't a lineup top to bottom that was top six in home runs. They probably don't have enough great power hitters to do that, but they also, they have more than 23rd, don't
they? Yeah,
so,
you just hope they just, you just hoping that they get hot at the right time and be able to carry that momentum. That's what it is.
What do we think? This is now two people that said send the whole team down to AAA. I mean, it would send a message.
That's not going to happen.
No, well, they can. I mean, some of these guys wouldn't be allowed.
I understand. Let's be kind of realistic on what's actually going to happen. They're not sending the whole team to AAA. That's not realistic. That's just, I mean, to be totally honest, that's not realistic.
Well, it's not. I do think it could be realistic that when Hayes is activated, which could be tonight, that Brandon Marsh could go down. I mean, a two-week reset, and there's about 2 weeks or so left in the AAA season, a two-week reset for Brandon Marsh might not be the worst thing. I mean, he has been atrocious now for a good period of time. I mean, if they threw a beach ball up there, he'd swing and miss. Blaine is in North Philly. What's up, Blaine?
Hey, man, how are you?
Hey, Blaine, what's up?
Man, them damn Phils. Excuse my language.
You know what? We're all feeling it, Blaine. We're all feeling the same thing. What are you feeling on there? Are you losing hope?
I started again last night. It came back about a week ago when Cassie was tripping that one day, and now watching you get three hits through nine innings, I can't take it no more.
Well, not just the three hits, Blaine. It's 14 strikeouts, only three walks. I mean, the kid they threw out last night is just
really,
I know, he's just getting his feet wet. He's mowing them down.
That was crazy.
It's bananas, and it's gone on way too long. Blaine, what do you want to give Hugh for his birthday? What's your gift?
So I'm thinking for Hugh, because he's on the whole plant-based kick now. My sister, she's a baker, so I can get you a plant-based banana pudding.
Oh.
Plant-based banana pudding.
Yeah. I mean, that's up your
alley. That's without the
dairy.
Yeah, but I kind of like the dairy.
Hold on. You're plant-based now.
I'm just saying.
Your new stage of life.
But you know what's funny? Like, I will say this, Blaine. Is it a northern banana pudding? Because banana pudding up north is different than it is down south.
No. I know what you're talking about, brother.
You know what I'm saying? Because it's more like up north, it's more pudding. And it's like the vanilla wafer crumb.
Yeah. What's it down south?
It's wafers and bananas all the way through.
Full of cookies, yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's full of cookies. And I even had in Texas, I have an aunt in Texas that makes it with ice cream.
Woo!
Man. Ooh, how did that taste?
Man, listen, I wish I knew a way. I mean, I probably could, but the price with the dry ice and everything to get one sent from Texas, man.
We might gotta call her.
Boy, she make it with ice cream.
Or a show road trip for the Eagles Cowboys game.
That's a long ass way to drive.
Yeah, we do
that's
a road
like 22 hours.
Show road trip, and then we get the banana pudding.
We're going to Dallas?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, I'm in.
I'm with it.
Blaine, good one. Plant-based banana pudding. Yeah, how does it feel to have this new persona, this plant-based
Hugh? Plant-based Hugh?
Yeah.
I mean, it's funny. And that's, you know, I've heard people yelling at time, plant-based to plant-based. Well, it's funny.
It does fit with the defense doesn't matter anymore.
No,
it's a real plant-based view.
It was one of those things when you talk about something that naturally sticks.
Yeah.
It has naturally stuck. It really has.
It really has. All right, Will in the Northeast. Hey, Will.
Gentlemen, how y'all doing today?
Hey, Will.
What's going on, man?
Hey, Hugh, man. Happy birthday. May God bless you with many mores, with great health and wealth, brother.
Well, thank you, brother. Appreciate you.
Yes, sir. Listen, man, these Phillies I'm not giving up on. You know, I said, you know, the thing about Castellanos is, you know, he's going to get hot in certain months. And I don't think these bats are completely put out yet, man. I think these next month from there on, they're going to wake up. They're going to start hitting. I just hope our pitching get on board. I'm not really so much as worried about the bats. It's the pitching because, like I've been saying, and it's kind of like, you know, if the pitching is going well, I think we hit well. and I'm going to stand on that. But I'm not going to throw the towel in yet. But one thing I want to say, you know, even with the, you know what I would do to them? Every game that we lose, right, I would sit their ass in front of that television set or you know, and let them watch the tape of when we lost the World Series and when we lost in them playoff games. I would constantly remind them and let them see the feeling that they had for the fans and for themselves, right? And the last thing, man, this is a big letdown. This owner invested in y'all, man. Like, stop being selfish. Think about this man that set out all this money for to keep this team together. And for the only thing he asked is to bring a World Series. Y'all was there twice. You was halfway there one time, and you was there. So like, get back there, man. Movie, right? Let's stop Rocky playing around like with that. The season and let's get it on the ball. You know what I'm saying? But the whole thing
not
is.
The, not the music I thought we was going
to
play.
I really want to say this to y'all because you know I'm going to get my answer with you. My thing is this, right? The Phillies just need to tighten up and actually, like, really think back how that felt, man. How them two losses felt. Yeah. Because if that don't wake you up, man, listen, throw the towel in, throw your bats in, throw the gloves in, and let somebody else play. Plain and simple.
Well said, Will. Well said. All right, what are you getting Hugh for his birthday?
To send everybody to your
birthday. Oh, man, there's a couple things I was going to get Hugh, but this is the one thing you kept asking for and that you're still looking for. A great big house in the area where you love.
That's it. That's a good one, Will. I mean, right. He's buying you a house. Will, we appreciate it. You don't, and that's not an everyday gift. A home?
Yeah, I need that, though. I'm getting close, though. I'm getting close.
Don't lie to the people.
I'm not lying. I'm getting close.
Yeah, that's like when people say the Phillies will be fine. No big deal.
Yeah, I'm not lying. I'm getting close.
Okay.
I'm getting
close. All right, well, here's the next question. What happens first? Who gets a house or the Phillies offense breaks out and it sustains for a couple weeks?
Feels like they're going to break out this weekend. So
does
I'm
going to
say that, yeah, it does.
Are you getting ready to make it? Some kind of a guarantee here, Hugh?
No, we're not doing that.
Oh,
we're not
birthday
doing that.
Guarantee?
No, we're not doing that.
Come on. It's a party.
I'm not doing that. But I feel good about this weekend. Who we got? Let me look at this guy.
Kansas City Royals.
Huh?
They're pretty good.
Guess who's on the mound tonight, too?
71.
Taiwan.
Yeah.
Taiwan Walker. The stopper.
Tonight is his night.
Taiwan's night.
Hugh?
Do I believe that? I believe that. But do I believe in a guarantee? Nah, I'm not going to go there. Kyle,
I mean, you got the people ready for it.
Listen, let me tell you. I am optimistic, but I don't feel like being foolish. You know what I mean? Because I kind of want to enjoy it. No, because like last night.
Do you know where you work?
Yeah, that we do foolish every day. We do foolish.
But I'm a fool.
Every day. But no, last night was disappointing. Last night, the last game, that was very disappointing because it was. You saw the aggression from the wrong team. Well, you saw the aggression from the team that you didn't want to see it from.
Yeah, you had Swashbuckler out there throwing strike after strike.
I'm like, who the hell is this guy?
Oh, what a mess. All right, 215-592-9494. Are you losing hope in the Phillies? And for a spot in our fantasy league, what would you give Hugh for his birthday? That's a good one. Last one, Will says a home for Hugh here.
Get his man
your
a home.
Calls on the Phillies. Plus, Brian Mitchell joined the afternoon show yesterday to talk about Jahan Dotson. Interesting insight on why Washington may have traded him here to Philadelphia. Hit that next in your calls. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Do y'all remember that special care package I got from my friends at Hatfield with their new Southwest Season Tenderloin flavor? Well, I got good news for all of y'all. It's now available in your neighborhood Acme. Hatfield's Southwest Season Marinated Tenderloin boasts a bold flavor profile with just a hint of heat that brings a vibrant Southwestern kick to every bite. I'm speaking to the grill masters now. Elevate your grilling game. Visit simplyhatfield.com and find your flavor today. Find your flavor with Hatfield.
This is not exactly birthday music.
Wait a minute, is this Everybody Hurts? Is that the song? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. That's what we're feeling today, man.
Yeah, it's a lot of that. It's been a long 2 months. It really has. It really has. Welcome back. It's the Midday Show. As we talk hope today, do you still have it in these Phillies or are you losing it? I mean, Kyle's thrown the towel. I am losing hope by the day they're going to figure this thing out. Hopeful Hugh over here is holding out hope, but it's not going well. They lose 2 out of 3 in Atlanta. It does hurt. It's also Hugh's birthday. We wish him a happy birthday. And best answer we get today to what you would get Hugh for his birthday wins a spot. Midday Show, Fantasy Football League. You're in with us Wednesday at Chickies at Pete's. All right, we'll get back to the phones here in a second on the Phillies. But Brian Mitchell, we know very well here, and now he does radio down in D.C. He joined the afternoon show yesterday, Hugh, to give a little perspective on Jahan Dotson. You know, we had about 24 hours ago, the news broke, the trade broke, the idea that Dotson's coming here. And the first conversation we had is, we're intrigued, interested, former first-round pick, but...
Hold up.
Wait, why? Like, why did the Commanders dump him, first of all? But then second, why would they want to dump him here in the division? Brian Mitchell yesterday with the afternoon guys. Listen to what he said.
What are we getting, B. Mitch, and Jahan Dotson?
Well, you know, he's a young man who showed in his rookie season that he can actually play some football. But last year he didn't have a good year. And then this year I think he lost some of his confidence. You know, he said it to several reporters that, you know, I got to get my confidence back. And you know me, I'm a person who I believe in hard-nosed football players. I believe in competitive people. You can't be mentally weak. And in this camp, I didn't see him competing like I should see him competing. I saw him moping a little bit. I made a comment a couple, like last week or so, and I said, you got people out there acting like they're supposed to be given a job. And, you know, that their body language was off. He was one of the guys I was discussing. Mm. You know what I'm talking about? And then when they made this move today, I guess Dan Quinn came in and he said, we're going to compete. Okay? And there are people that are moping around and there are people that are competing. If you're not going to compete, I don't think you're going to fit in Dan Quinn's system. And now he's in Philadelphia. I know one thing, he better get his mental toughness already. Because if he's not mentally tough up there, if he's not playing well, they're going to let him know about it.
Whew.
Do you know what I like about that? B. Mitch minces no words. But
none.
It sounded like he would almost curse when he said he better get his, like he was about to say, his mental butt in order, because he knows how it is to play here.
So I wrote down a few phrases and words there from B. Mitch on Jahan Dotson, right? Mentally weak, competing, moping, body language. Hugh, I think we have our answer. Why would a team that obviously is still in a rebuild give up on a player, a first-round pick, only 2 years after drafting him? And it's not like they have four great receivers, right? They have McLaurin, and he was drafted to be the number two there, and they trade him to the Eagles. I think we just got our answer. Obviously, they didn't want him there anymore. I mean, it's so clear, and I don't think it's only because they don't think he could play.
He didn't fit what they were trying to do. Like, you know, especially when you have a coach coming in trying to set the culture. I know Dan Quinn because, you know, he's like embrace the suck, all that, all those cliche words that he used to like to do when he came in. He was talking about compete and, you know, full speed ahead and all the other good stuff. If you're not going to do that, especially when the coach is new, then you got a problem. And I think that's what it was. But that says kind of a lot about this young man. Like, you got to compete here too. Because Philadelphia, I would say, is way worse than being a Commodore. Especially if you're not competing. But the one thing that I think will happen here is that pressure will be off of him a little bit. A little bit. Now, if you come in and you're that third slot receiver, if you're not doing your job, then you're going to feel it. You're going to feel it. But, man, I could think, like, it's not zero sum for me. It's like, okay, it didn't fit there for whatever reason. Maybe you didn't feel wanted or whatever. You better get over that. You better get over that. You better play because – you know, to be a first-round draft pick and to be traded 2 years in, like, you got to come here and you got to figure it out.
Well, it goes one of two ways now. The way I view this will go one of two ways. This is his wake-up call, right? He just got dumped by the team that drafted him, and obviously they didn't like the way he was competing in camp, and he comes here and he says, uh-oh, this is my chance, right? If I don't do it now, I'm going to be a journeyman. This is my shot to kind of rejuvenate my career, and he plays well on a good team. Or this is who he is, and then he's going to wash out of the league. I don't know. I still would make the trade if I'm the Eagles, but I think we have some more context now to what happened down there, down in D.C. Let's go to Ken in Cinnaminson. Hey, Ken.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you today?
Ken, been better, but it's Hugh's birthday, so we're trying to have a party. How are you doing, Ken?
Yeah, happy birthday, Hugh.
Thanks, bro.
Before I get to the Phillies, the only downside of this trade is that now the Penn State fans are going to come out of the woodwork talking about how great this guy is, and we're going to win the Super Bowl because he went to Penn State.
Well, that's true. Plus, they have Saquon here, so they're all back now.
Never mind the fact that the Commodes didn't think he made them a better football team, so we won't pay any attention to that. Listen, I told Kyle, we got to stop talking about the playoffs like it's a foregone conclusion. I told you guys the other day, the best possible outcome for this season at this point is one that ends up with Rob Thompson not being a manager of this baseball team. I don't know how you could possibly have any hope that there's any. This team is irrevocably broken. And it is irrevocably broken because they're not going to change anything. And you know they're not going to change anything because Rob Thompson's not going to change anything that he does. He's going to do everything the same way. So even before the lineup is posted tonight, yeah, if Austin Hayes is back, he'll be in the lineup. But otherwise, it's going to be righty-lefty, righty-lefty. Bryson Stott is inexplicably going to be batting fifth because Alec Boehm is right-handed and he bats fourth. And, you know, Taiwan Walker is going to have the baseball again tonight. Doesn't matter how bad he is. Like, it's just like, hey, there's a season going on here. This team is cooked. It is irrevocably broken, and it has to be taken apart piece by piece and reconstructed after this season is over. Because you are not going to win a World Series with this roster constructed the way it is. There is zero plate discipline anywhere in this lineup. So everybody in the league knows these guys can't hit spin, and they're not disciplined enough to lay off it and make you throw breaking balls for strikes. They're going to swing at them anyway. And there's just no way to fix that. This is who they are. This team is cooked.
It's almost like you can't teach an old dog new tricks, unfortunately. Like with Trey, with Castellanos, I mean, they could talk all they want about fixing it. But, Ken, when hitters get to be 31, 32 years old, they are who they are. I mean, that stuff doesn't change.
You know, you look at the top of the ninth last night, and any professional baseball team that knows what they're doing, they're down by a run on the road in August in a game that you really like to win. So, come up in the top of the ninth, you're like, we got to get somebody on. We got to get a base runner and then figure out any way possible to get him across the plate. And there's nobody with that approach in this dugout. And every single one of them comes out of the dugout and just swings from their heels. Their only approach is, well, we need to score a run. Somebody go up there and hit a home run. And, of course, when they do that, they don't hit home runs. Castellanos and Stott looked foolish on back-to-back, three strikes on six pitches. Bryson Stott looked like Odubel Herrera. He swung the bat so hard, he almost knocked his own batting
home. He almost fell down. I mean, he like was stumbling across the plate.
It was foolish. It was foolish. That's not going to change. And Rob Thompson is not going to change. And, you know, John Middleton, you read Scott Lauber's article from earlier in the week. John Middleton's not having it. So you know, the notion that Dave Dombrowski is going to get away with tinkering around the edges for the last three trade deadlines rather than going out to actually make the team measurably and substantially better, you know, there's going to be wholesale change in this baseball team after this season's over. I am not buying playoff tickets, which I normally would. I am a season ticket holder. I'm not going to buy them, not because I'm trying to save money, but because that money's just going to be credited to my season ticket plan next year anyway, because you have to buy the entire postseason. And if the Phillies make the playoffs, they're not going to get more than two games out of a playoff season this year. They are cooked.
Ken, strong words. I mean, if John Middleton listens, he hears that, you know, it resonates. Ken, what would you give Hugh for his birthday?
Well, since Will's buying a house, which is great, and Hugh's getting to that age where, you know, he's getting the AARP mail that he's not asking for. Once he gets his house, I'm going to get him a hummingbird feeder, and he can hang it out there, and he can watch the hummingbirds. It's very zen. It's very relaxing for a guy that's reaching the kind of that tipping point in your life where you got more in the rearview mirror than you got in the windshield. You know what I'm saying?
That's an old guy activity.
Yeah, it is. It fits, too, Ken. It's a good one. It's a plant-based activity. Hugh out in the yard with the hummingbird feeder. What
no,
do you
that's,
think?
That's pretty cool, though. Yeah. A hummingbird feeder to watch the hummingbirds eat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Now, would you think you'd be, would you keep up with feeding? Like, once they eat it all, would you refill? Or would you let that go for a while? Because you got to keep up with it, right? Because eventually they're going to eat all the feed in there. And you got to.
Then I got to put more feed in it. I could probably, like, if I get into a routine, I could probably do that.
Okay.
I could probably do that.
Just add that to the morning routine here before
Yeah, just
comes
make
to work.
Sure. Because, I mean, how much bird feed are they going to eat? Like, that's so probably like a.
We have one in our
once
backyard.
Once a month thing?
Yeah, that's about right. Three weeks to a month, yeah.
Yeah, that once a month thing. Yeah, I could do that.
Okay.
That's not bad.
I just want to make sure you realize there's some, you know, some.
No, you know what?
Work
like,
that goes with it.
Like certain things, like when I lived in Westchester, I always wanted to get like you know, because you got like what they call them, gophers and stuff like that. I used to want to get a BB gun and like go, you know, shoot the gophers. I didn't do it.
Shoot
though.
The gophers?
Yeah. Like, because they don't make good BB guns anymore. Remember, like, when you were little? Like, not the Red Ryder BB guns. You could get a really good air gun.
What happened to BB guns?
I don't know. They kind of fell off. People start investing more in, like, real guns.
Well,
they want a real
maybe
gun.
There's an idea for someone out there to give you for
BB,
your birthday.
BB gun.
An old school BB gun. Let's
BB
go
BB
to,
gun.
Let's go to
Red Ryder.
Carmen's up next on WFP. Hey, Carmen.
How you doing, guys? I just want to say happy birthday to you, Douglas, today, because it's his birthday.
Thanks a lot, Carmen.
Happy birthday to you today on his birthday, which is today. And for that skinny vegetarian, that last caller was dead right. Mm. The Phillies aren't as good as their manager thinks they are, and they could lose this thing very easily. We've seen it too many times. I'm from Philadelphia. And Joe's a plant-based vegetarian.
Well, Hugh's plant-based now, too, Carmen. It's not just me.
I believe that when I see it. I understand. I like a nice plate of grilled vegetables, some broccoli and string beans, snap peas and cauliflower.
But I like
you know
string
what
beans.
Cauliflower's really good.
Yeah.
You know what I do, Joe?
Mm. What's that?
I throw some greasy bacon in there or maybe a couple meatballs because I'm a man. I'm a man, not a skinny little punk. It's almost like you're almost as skinny as Kyle Quinn, the Irishman from Haverton.
He said, oh, my goodness.
And he eats meat.
Kyle Quinn, the Irishman.
He's not a nice man. He's rude to me on the phone.
Oh, he's rude to everyone.
Don't care what you think of me. He's not supposed to be. He's supposed to be nice to the callers, and he's not.
He yells at everyone. I know, Carmen. It's a lot.
I called management about it, too. I talked to a fellow named Tucker Bagley.
Tucker's management?
But I don't think he has any say, but that's okay, Carmen.
They gave me a nice half hour. But Hugh's a good man. Happy birthday, you. Well,
thank you. Thank you, Carmen.
Thanks, Carmen.
He was saying yesterday you like twins, right? You like. Like Rondé Barber and Tiki Barber.
Oh.
Well, I mean, that was kind of the gist
but
of
not,
the conversation, but not really. It was.
Not,
it was.
What do you mean? Like you mean like Joe Watson and Jimmy Watson? They're some hard hitting twins.
No, we were just talking about basically that. I believed in my mind that like 65% of twins have probably did some form of swapping, like you know, partners at some point.
You mean like the Doubleman twins?
Something like that.
What's
you remember those commercials?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, the Doubleman twins.
That's the way your mind works? What's wrong with you, you filthy fat pig?
It's his birthday, Carmen.
No, I'm Please. Just saying. I believe that there's you know that twins they vibrate on a different frequency.
Who's vibrating? We're trying to talk about the fellowship of pennant race. I don't know what's wrong with you. By the way, you had the morning show on. I had you, Hugh Douglas trivia today. Why didn't they talk about that Tampa Bay game when Jared Vicious ran down at the and Hugh Douglas couldn't get on the field because he was too heavy?
That did not
It was
happen.
All Hugh's fault. You're right about that, Carmen. No.
You should have had the real Douglas questions, like where did he go after wing ball every year at a gentleman's club when he's got to get dragged out in the late afternoon for drinking all that because he's a fake. What was the location when you ruined your $100,000 Maserati on the way to work, you pig?
Oh, you remember that?
How can you forget?
Hey, I thought we forgot about that.
I think we tried.
You know what? I'm glad Like, seriously, I miss social media. I miss the social media.
Oh, imagine young Q, people's videos and pictures.
No,
uh-oh.
Listen. Oh, they'd have caught me coming down the street that I was coming down on one tire.
All right, you're lucky. I don't have record of all you did. For your birthday, have a nice plant-based cupcake nice big fat pig.
I got a couple of them.
Thanks Carmen. There goes Carmen. What a very nice message from Carmen today on your birthday. I mean, that was real.
Carmen made me think about some things that I ain't thought about in a long time.
Yeah, you are lucky that social media wasn't a thing.
Ooh, I am so lucky.
Yeah. Well, you're not the only athlete. I mean, you're not the only person.
No,
reality, we all are lucky. Because when you're young, you're stupid. And when you're stupid, you don't want anyone to realize how stupid you are.
Man, when I tell, listen. Like, I'm just saying thank you to a lot of Philadelphia's finest who caught me in compromising situations back in the day and just was like, hey, bro, go home. Like, boy, I tell you, yeah, I dodged a few bullets.
Yeah, I can imagine. I mean, I think Carmen kind of led us down that path a little bit there. But always a wonderful call from Carmen, lifting the self-esteem of the show every single time. David in Westchester. Hey, David.
Hey, Joe, I know it's supposed to be a happy day, but I'm actually really, really depressed. I'm sorry, Hugh, I can't get excited about your birthday.
That's fine. As you should. I know. I mean, hey, listen, I get it, man. It was a tough night last night. No, nothing. No offense. No offense at all.
Okay. So, I mean, this was, you know, at the beginning of the year, this was supposed to be the year. This was their year. They had a chance at the trade deadline to improve this team. Rob Thompson just he won't do anything. It's like, just will you please just do something to, you know, try and get this team back on track? You know, I mean, this has been since the All-Star break, and it's totally unacceptable.
So what is he going to do though? Like what should Rob Thompson do?
I've said it the last three calls: bench him.
Bench
just
who?
Start benching people. So anybody. I don't care who. I just want a change to try and just light a spark, you know, start a fire, you know, because they're just playing so listless.
I know. I mean, they are, David. Sometimes I think we look to the manager. Like, I know everyone likes Bryce Harper. He's played like garbage for a month and a half. Like, when is Bryce Harper going to wake up? Because it's just been bad for since the All-Star break. And by the way, I want to say this because it's been on my mind for a while. He rushed back from the injured list to get back to play in the Dodgers series and to play in the All-Star game, and he didn't go on a rehab assignment. Maybe next time there's an injury, JT Realmuto, Trey Turner, Bryce Harper, maybe we act like, you know, professionals and go get a couple at-bats in AAA before we come rolling back here like the stars we think we are. It's ridiculous. Like, if you're going to not take the rehab assignment, you better come back here and hit. And he hasn't hit.
Right. And, I mean, I think we're past the point of, you know, a rehab assignment, you know, where, you know, he's in the funk of his life, and it's so hard to watch. It really, I mean, I turned on the DNC off and on, and I never do that. So that's how bad it was last night.
Yeah, well, we're turning on political rallies on either side to get some entertainment.
That's crazy.
We're struggling.
It's bad. I mean, it's like, oh my God, I can't believe, you know, but I was like, eh, you know.
David, what do you got? What would you get you for his birthday?
Okay, so I was also thinking a house like Will. But then I was thinking, if I do that, I have to get him a puppy. He's got to play with dog poop. He's got to mow grass. And, you know, he don't want any of that mess. So I'm going to get Hugh a lifetime subscription to the Bacon of the Month Club and turn him back into a real man.
Wow.
The Bacon of the Month. That sounds like a good gift.
That's a strong one. David, very good. All right, Bacon of the Month Club.
I like bacon. I mean, in case you didn't know.
We've heard, yeah.
Yeah, I like bacon a lot. Matter of fact, I need a bacon drop-off. They gave me like about a 20-pound box of bacon.
They thought they'd last a while?
I don't know how long they thought it was going to last, but it's been gone for a while.
You realize what happened here. As soon as that bacon was gone, you traveled down that plant-based path.
I'm telling you, man, the plant-based butter was good, though. I like the vegan cupcakes. They're pretty good, too. Yeah. Trying to live a different lifestyle, man.
I know you are. Yeah, yeah.
But I can't get rid of bacon, though. Bacon, I'm still.
Well, the good
bacon.
Thing about being plant-based, it's just based, right?
Yeah.
If you're not, you don't have to go. You know, you can mostly be on that path, and then you could.
I can veer off a little bit, but yeah,
I mean,
for the most part, yeah. But I gotta have some bacon.
All right, don't forget, see Joe Conklin with the City Rhythm Orchestra at Cherokee High School in Marlton, New Jersey, on Saturday, October 26th. The event supports the Evesham Police Foundation. Get tickets, joeconklin.com. Woody in Swedesboro. What's up, Woody?
Hey, I wanted to wish Mr. Hugh a happy birthday, and I want to wish you much wellness, peace, and love in your in the rest of your days here on Earth, brother.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you.
Your hometown, they had a racetrack out there, didn't they? Did you
ever go? You made me forget the name of it. Mid-Ohio?
Yeah.
That sounds about right. Yeah, they did.
Okay. And when you were a rookie, did you have the same roommate for the Jets the whole tenure there?
You know who the roommate I had when I was with the Jets was Jeff Graham, because we were both from Ohio.
Okay, cool. Well, speaking of NASCAR, if I was going to get you something, I would get you a Richard Be Like Petty, a NASCAR ride. I think you going around Talladega around 200 mile an hour on the back.
Oh, man.
That's a fun one.
That would be fun but I want to drive, though. I want to drive 200. I don't want to be on the passenger seat. I want to be in control of that thing. I want to do it myself.
Yeah. Well, you can do that, too. You can do either one. But I think a little bakery by your aunt's house in Texas, with like a little live-in quarters, so you can go see her anytime you want, and you can get that stuff out to people, man.
She makes some fire banana pudding.
It sounds delicious. What are you thinking on the Phils? You losing hope here?
Well, I agree with Bella. I got $225 on the Mets, and I bet them at 101 and 71, so I got almost 13 G's waiting.
Wow, that's a big payout. Woody, I want you to win money, but I'm rooting against you here, Woody. I'm sorry.
It's fine, because I'm a Mets fan, so it doesn't matter.
He snuck in there. You bet him at what, 100 to 1?
Oh, wait, 100 to 1, 70 to 1, and then like 3 weeks ago at Harris Chester, 30 to 1.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I hope that bet blows up on you, Woody. No, Woody, good phone call. We appreciate it. Yeah, I'm not – the Mets might make the playoffs. I mean, the Mets could slip past the Braves and get in. I don't think the Mets are winning the division. I mean, are we serious?
That would be like the absolute worst thing that could happen.
Yeah, I still think the division is not a concern. I mean, I'm more concerned when the Phillies make the playoffs and when they get in, how they play when they get there, what it looks like when they get
there. Yeah, they're leaking oil right now. You want some consistency.
The transmission has fallen out. We need a repair here. We got three wheels. We're not in a good place. All right, 215-592-9494. Are you starting to lose hope? Have you lost hope? Where are you in the hope meter with the Phillies? I'm losing hope by the day. Kyle has thrown the towel in. Hugh is still holding out some hope
on
this baseball team. Well, it's an optimistic day. It's Hugh's birthday. What would you give him for his birthday for a chance to be in the midday show, Fantasy Football League at 12:30? We're going to play a little Beat the Hammer, our show edition. We're going to give Hugh Douglas the questions that Joe DeCamera and the contestant had for Beat the Hammer this morning. It was Hugh Douglas trivia. We'll see how Hugh answers questions about himself if he gets them right. On the other side, we have Scott Fransky, his take on the Phils and what he thinks about the official scoring in baseball. I think it's a disaster right now. That's coming up next. Your calls as well. Midday show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. You heard us talk a lot about FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sports. Well, we have a little something different for you. Now through September 22nd, all FanDuel customers can bet $5 and get a three-week free trial of NFL Sunday Ticket from YouTube and YouTube TV. Then, with a YouTube TV base plan, you'll be able to watch every regular season Sunday afternoon at a market game. All you need is a Google account and a current form of payment, and you could cancel anytime. Just visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to download America's number one sportsbook. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 90. This is not exactly birthday music.
Wait a minute, is this Everybody Hurts? Is that the song? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. That's what we're feeling today, man.
Yeah, it's a lot of that. It's been a long 2 months. It really has. Welcome back. It's the Midday Show. As we talk hope today, do you still have it in these Phillies, or are you losing it? I mean, Kyle's throwing the towel. I am losing hope by the day. They're going to figure this thing out. Hopeful Hugh over here is holding out hope, but it's not going well. They lose 2 out of 3. In Atlanta, it does hurt. It's also Hugh's birthday. We wish him a happy birthday. And best answer we get today to what you would get Hugh for his birthday wins a spot. Midday Show, Fantasy Football League. You're in with us Wednesday at Chickies at Pete's. All right, we'll get back to the phones here in a second on the Phils. But Brian Mitchell, we know very well here, and now he does radio down in D.C. He joined the afternoon show yesterday, Hugh, to give a little perspective on Jahan Dotson. You know, we had about 24 hours ago, the news broke, the trade broke, the idea that Dotson's coming here. And the first conversation we had is, we're intrigued, interested, former first-round pick, but
Hold up.
Wait, why? Like, why did the Commanders dump him, first of all? But then second, why would they want to dump him here in the division? Brian Mitchell yesterday with the afternoon, guys. Let's see what he said.
What are we getting, B. Mitch, and Johan Dotson?
Well, you know, he's a young man who showed in his rookie season that he can actually play some football. But last year, he didn't have a good year. And then this year, I think he lost some of his confidence, you know. He said it to several reporters that, you know, I got to get my confidence back. And you know me, I'm a person who I believe in hard-nosed football players. I believe in competitive people. You can't be mentally weak. And in this camp, I didn't see him competing like I should see him competing. I saw him moping a little bit. I made a comment a couple, like last week or so, and I said, you got people out there acting like they're supposed to be given a job. And, you know, that their body language was off. He was one of the guys I was discussing. Mm. You know what I'm talking about? And then when they made this move today, I guess Dan Quinn came in and he said, we're going to compete, okay? And there are people that are moping around and there are people that are competing. If you're not going to compete, I don't think you're going to fit in Dan Quinn's system. And now he's in Philadelphia. I know one thing, he better get his mental toughness already, because if he's not mentally tough up there, if he's not playing well, they're going to let him know about it.
Whew.
Do you know what I like about that? B. Mitch minces no words. But
none.
It sounded like he would almost curse when he said he better get his, like he was about to say, his mental butt in order, because he knows how it is to play here.
So I wrote down a few phrases and words there from B. Mitch on Johan Dotson, right? Mentally weak, competing, moping, body language. Hugh, I think we have our answer. Why would a team that obviously is still in a rebuild give up on a player, a first-round pick, only 2 years after drafting him? And it's not like they have four great receivers, right? They have McLaurin, and he was drafted to be the number two there, and they trade him to the Eagles. I think we just got our answer. Obviously, they didn't want him there anymore. I mean, it's so clear, and I don't think it's only because they don't think he could play.
He didn't fit what they were trying to do. Like, you know, especially when you have a coach coming in trying to set the culture. I know Dan Quinn because, you know, he's like embrace the suck, all those cliche words that he used to like to do when he came in. He was talking about compete and, you know, full speed ahead and all the other good stuff. If you're not going to do that, especially when the coach is new, then you got a problem. And I think that's what it was. But that says kind of a lot about this young man. Like, you got to compete here too. Because Philadelphia, I would say, is way worse than being a Commodore, especially if you're not competing. But the one thing that I think will happen here is that pressure will be off of him a little bit. Now, if you come in and you're that third slot receiver and you're not doing your job, then you're gonna feel it. You're gonna feel it. But man, I could think, like, it's not zero sum for me. It's like, okay, it didn't fit there for whatever reason. Maybe you didn't feel wanted or whatever. You better get over that. You better get over that. You better play, because, you know, to be a first-round draft pick and to be traded 2 years in, like, you got to come here and you got to figure it out.
Well, it goes one of two ways now. The way I view this will go one of two ways. This is his wake-up call, right? He just got dumped by the team that drafted him, and obviously they didn't like the way he was competing in camp, and he comes here and he says, uh-oh. This is my chance, right? If I don't do it now, I'm going to be a journeyman. This is my shot to kind of rejuvenate my career. And he plays well on a good team. Or this is who he is. And then he's going to wash out of the league. I don't know. I still would make the trade if I'm the Eagles. But I think we have some more context now to what happened down there, down in D.C. Let's go to Ken in Cinnaminson. Hey, Ken.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you today?
Ken, been better. But it's Hugh's birthday, so we're trying to have a party. How you doing, Ken?
Yeah, happy birthday, Hugh.
Thanks, bro.
Before I get to the Phillies, the only downside of this trade is that now the Penn State fans are going to come out of the woodwork talking about how great this guy is, and we're going to win the Super Bowl because he went to Penn State.
Well, that's true. Plus, they have Saquon here, so they're all back now.
Never mind the fact that the Commodes didn't think he made them a better football team, so we won't pay any attention to that. Listen, I told Kyle, we got to stop talking about the playoffs like it's a foregone conclusion. I told you guys the other day, the best possible outcome for this season at this point is one that ends up with Rob Thompson not being a manager of this baseball team. I don't know how you could possibly have any hope that there's any. This team is irrevocably broken. And it is irrevocably broken because they're not going to change anything. And you know they're not going to change anything because Rob Thompson's not going to change anything that he does. He's going to do everything the same way. So even before the lineup is posted tonight, yeah, if Austin Hayes is back, he'll be in the lineup.
But otherwise, it's going to be righty-lefty, righty-lefty. Bryson Stott is inexplicably going to be batting fifth because Alec Bohm is right-handed and he bats fourth. And, you know, Taiwan Walker is going to have the baseball again tonight. Doesn't matter how bad he is. Like, it's just like, hey, there's a season going on here. This team is cooked. Cooked. It is irrevocably broken, and it has to be taken apart piece by piece and reconstructed after this season is over. Because you are not going to win a World Series with this roster constructed the way it is. There is zero plate discipline anywhere in this lineup. So everybody in the league knows these guys can't hit spin, and they're not disciplined enough to lay off it and make you throw breaking balls for strikes. They're going to swing at them anyway. And there's just no way to fix that. This is who they are. This team is cooked.
It's almost like you can't teach an old dog new tricks, unfortunately. Like with Trey, with Castellanos, I mean, they could talk all they want about fixing it. But, Ken, when hitters get to be 31, 32 years old, they are who they are. I mean, that stuff doesn't change.
You know, you look at the top of the ninth last night, and any professional baseball team that knows what they're doing, they're down by a run on the road in August in a game that you really like to win. Now, you come up in the top of the ninth, you're like, we got to get somebody on. We got to get a base runner and then figure out any way possible to get him across the plate. And there's nobody with that approach in this dugout. And every single one of them comes out of the dugout and just swings from their heels. Their only approach is, well, we need to score a run. Somebody go up there and hit a home run. And, of course, when they do that, they don't hit home runs. Castellanos and Stott looked foolish on you know, back-to-back. Three strikes on six pitches. Bryson Stott looked like Odubel Herrera. He swung the bat so hard he almost knocked his own batting
home. He almost fell down. I mean, he like was stumbling across the plate.
It was foolish. It was foolish. That's not going to change. And Rob Thompson is not going to change. And, you know, John Middleton, you read Scott Lauber's article from earlier in the week, John Middleton's not having it. So you know, the notion that Dave Dombrowski is going to get away with tinkering around the edges for the last three trade deadlines rather than going out to actually make the team measurably and substantially better, you know, there's going to be wholesale change in this baseball team after this season's over. I am not buying playoff tickets, which I normally would. I am a season ticket holder. I'm not going to buy them, not because I'm trying to save money, but because that money's just going to be credited to my season ticket plan next year anyway, because you have to buy the entire postseason. And if the Phillies make the playoffs, they're not going to get more than two games out of a playoff season this year. They are cooked.
Ken, strong words. I mean, if John Middleton listens, he hears that, you know, it resonates. Ken, what would you give Hugh for his birthday?
Well, since Will's buying a house, which is great, and Hugh's getting to that age where, you know, he's getting the AARP mail that he's not asking for. Once he gets his house, I'm going to get him a hummingbird feeder, and he can hang it out there, and he can watch the hummingbirds. It's very zen. It's very relaxing for a guy that's reaching the kind of that tipping point in your life where you got – more in the rearview mirror than you got in the windshield. You know what I'm saying?
That's an old guy activity.
Yeah, it is. It fits, too, Ken. It's a good one. It's a plant-based activity. Hugh out in the yard with the hummingbird feeder. What
no,
do you
that's,
think?
That's pretty cool, though. Yeah. A hummingbird feeder to watch the hummingbirds eat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Now, would you think you'd be – would you keep up with feeding? Like, once they eat it all, would you refill? Or would you let that go for a while? Because you got to keep up with it, right? Because eventually they're going to eat all the feed in there, and you got to.
Then I got to put more feed in. I could probably, like, if I get into a routine, I could probably do that.
Okay,
I could probably do that.
Just add that to the morning routine here. Before
yeah,
he
just
comes
make
to work.
Sure because I mean, how much bird feed are they going to eat? Like that's so probably like a
we have one in our backyard.
Once a month thing.
Yeah, that's about right. Three weeks to a month. Yeah,
yeah, that once a month thing. Yeah, I could do that.
Okay,
that's not bad.
I just want to make sure you realize there's some, you know, some.
No, you know what?
Work that goes with it.
Like certain things, like when I lived in Westchester, I always wanted to get like you know, because you got like what they call them, gophers and stuff like that. I used to want to get a BB gun and like go, you know, shoot the gophers. I did do it.
Shoot
though.
The gophers.
Yeah. Like, because they don't make good BB guns anymore. Remember, like when you were little, like not the Red Ryder BB guns. You can get a really good air gun.
What happened to BB guns?
I don't know. They kind of fell off. People start investing more in like real guns. Well, they want a real
maybe
gun.
Maybe there's an idea for someone out there to give you for your birthday. An old school BB gun. Let's go to Carmen. Carmen's up next on WFP. Hey, Carmen.
How you doing, guys? I just want to say happy birthday to you, Douglas, today because it's his birthday.
Thanks a lot, Carmen.
Happy birthday to you today on his birthday, which is today. And for that skinny vegetarian. That last caller was dead right. The Phillies aren't as good as their manager thinks they are. They could lose this thing very easily. We've seen it too many times. I'm from Philadelphia. And Joe's a plant-based vegetarian.
Well, Hugh's plant-based now, too, Carmen. It's not just me.
I believe that when I see it. I understand. I like a nice plate of grilled vegetables, some broccoli and some green beans. Snap peas and cauliflower.
But I like
cauliflower's really good.
Yeah.
You know what I do, Joe?
What's that?
I throw some greasy bacon in there or maybe a couple meatballs because I'm a man. I'm a man, not a skinny little punk. It's almost like you're almost as skinny as Kyle Quinn, the Irishman from Haverton.
He said, oh, my goodness.
And he eats meat.
Kyle Quinn, the Irishman.
He's not a nice man. He's rude to me on the phone.
He's rude to everyone.
Don't care what you think of me. He's not supposed to be. He's supposed to be nice to the callers, and he's not.
He yells at everyone. I know, Carmen. It's a lot.
I called management about it, too. I talked to a fellow named Tucker Bagley.
Tucker's management?
But I don't think he has any say, but that's okay, Carmen.
They gave me a nice half hour. But Hugh's a good man. Happy birthday, you.
Thank you, Carmen.
Thanks, Carmen.
He was saying yesterday you like twins, right? You like Rondé Barber and Tiki Barber?
Well, I mean, that was kind of the gist
but
of
not,
the conversation, but
kind
not
of twins.
Really. It was.
What do you mean? Like Joe Watson and Jimmy Watson? There are some hard-hitting twins.
No, we were just talking about basically that. I believed in my mind that like 65% of twins have probably did some form of swapping, like you know, partners at some point.
You mean like the Doubleman twins?
Something like that.
What's
you remember those commercials?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, the Doubleman twins.
That's the way your mind works? What's wrong with you, you filthy fat pig?
It's his birthday, Carmen.
No, I'm just saying. I believe that there's you know that twins they vibrate on a different frequency.
Who's vibrating? We're trying to talk about the Fellowship of Pennant Race. I don't know what's wrong with you. By the way, you had the morning show on. I had you. Hugh Douglas trivia today. Why didn't they talk about? But that Tampa Bay game when Jared Vicious ran down at the and Hugh Douglas couldn't get on the field because he was too heavy.
That did not
happen. It was all Hugh's fault. You're right about that, Carmen. No.
You should have had the real Douglas questions, like where did he go after wing ball every year at a gentleman's club? And he's got to get dragged out in the late afternoon for drinking all that because he's a pig. What was the location when you ruined your $100,000 Maserati on the way to work, you pig.
Oh, you remember that?
How could you forget?
Hey, I thought we forgot about that.
I think we tried.
You know what? I'm glad. Like, seriously, I miss social media. I miss the social media.
Oh, imagine young Q. People's videos and pictures.
No,
uh-oh.
Listen. Oh, they'd have caught me coming down the street that I was coming down on one tire.
All right, you're lucky. I don't have a record of all you did. Also, for your birthday, have a nice plant-based cupcake for a nice big fat pig.
I got a couple of them.
Thanks a lot, Carmen. There goes Carmen. What a very nice message from Carmen today on your birthday. I mean, that was real.
Carmen made me think about some things that I ain't thought about in a long time.
Yeah, you are lucky that social media wasn't a thing.
Ooh, I am so lucky.
Yeah. Well, you're not the only athlete. I mean, you're not the only person.
No, but
in reality,
like,
we all are lucky. Because when you're young, you're stupid. And when you're stupid, you don't want anyone to realize how stupid you are.
Man, when I tell, I'm just saying thank you to a lot of Philadelphia's finest who caught me in compromising situations back in the day. And just was like, hey, bro, go home. Like, boy, I tell you. Yeah. I dodged a few bullets.
Yeah, I can imagine. I mean, I think Carmen kind of led us down that path a little bit there. But always a wonderful call from Carmen, lifting the self-esteem of the show every Basically. Single time. David in Westchester. Hey, David.
Hey, Joe. I know it's supposed to be a happy day, but I'm actually really, really depressed. I'm sorry, Hugh. I can't get excited about your birthday.
Oh, no, that's fine. You, as you shouldn't. I know. I mean, hey, listen, I get it, man. It was a tough night last night. No, nothing. No offense. No offense at all.
Okay, so, I mean, this was, you know, at the beginning of the year, this was supposed to be the year. This was their year. They had a chance at the trade deadline to improve this team. Rob Thompson just, he won't do anything. It's like, just, will you please just do something to, you know, try and get this team back on track? You know, I mean, this has been since the All-Star break, and it's just, it's totally unacceptable.
So what is he going to do, though? Like, what should Rob Thompson do?
I've said it the last three calls. Bench him.
Bench
just
who?
Start benching people. So anybody. I don't care who. I just want a change to try and just light a spark, you know, start a fire, you know, because they're just playing so listless.
I know. I mean, they are, David. I just sometimes I think we look to the manager. Like, I know everyone likes Bryce Harper. He's played like garbage for a month and a half. Like, when is Bryce Harper going to wake up? Because it's just been bad for since the All-Star break. And by the way, I want to say this because it's been on my mind for a while. He rushed back from the injured list to get back to play in the Dodger series and to play in the All-Star game, and he didn't go on a rehab assignment. Maybe next time there's an injury, JT Realmuto, Trey Turner, Bryce Harper, maybe we act like, you know, professionals, and go get a couple at-bats in AAA before we come rolling back here like the stars we think we are. It's ridiculous. Like, if you're going to not take the rehab assignment, you better come back here and hit. And he hasn't hit.
Right. And, I mean, I think we're past the point of, you know, a rehab assignment, you know, where, you know, he's in the funk of his life. And it's so hard to watch. It really, I mean, I turned on the DNC off and on, and I never do that. So that's how bad it was last night.
Yeah, when we're turning on political rallies on either side to get some entertainment,
that's crazy.
You know, struggling.
It's bad. I mean, it's like, oh my God, I can't believe, you know. But I was like, eh. You know?
David, what do you got? What would you get you for his birthday?
Okay, so I was also thinking a house like Will, but then I was thinking if I do that, I have to get him a puppy. He's got to play with dog poop. He's got to mow grass, and you know, he don't want any of that mess. So I'm going to get Hugh a lifetime subscription to the Bacon of the Month Club and turn him back into a real man.
Wow.
The Bacon of the Month. That sounds like a good gift.
That's a strong one. David, very good. All right, Bacon of the Month Club.
I like bacon. I mean, in case you didn't know.
We've heard, yeah.
Yeah, I like bacon a lot. Matter of fact, I need a bacon drop-off. They gave me like about a 20-pound box of bacon.
They thought they'd last a while?
I don't know how long they thought it was going to last, but it's been gone for a while.
You realize what happened here. As soon as that bacon was gone, you traveled down that plant-based path.
I'm telling you, man, the plant-based butter was good, though. I like the vegan cupcakes. They're pretty good, too. Yeah. Trying to live a different lifestyle, man.
I know you are. Yeah, yeah.
But I can't get rid of bacon, though. Bacon, I'm still
Well, the good thing about being plant-based, it's just based, right? Yeah. If you're not, you don't have to go, you know, you can mostly be on that path, and then you could
I can veer off a little bit, but yeah, I leave for the most part, yeah. But I got to have some bacon, though.
All right, don't forget, see Joe Conklin with the City Rhythm Orchestra at Cherokee High School in Marlton, New Jersey on Saturday, October 26th. The event supports the Evesham Police Foundation. Get tickets, joeconklin.com. Woody in Swedesboro. What's up, Woody?
Hey, I wanted to wish Mr. Hugh a happy birthday, and I want to wish you much wellness, peace, and love in your in the rest of your days here on Earth, brother.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you.
Your hometown? They had a racetrack out there, didn't they? Did you?
You made me forget the name of it. Mid Ohio.
Yeah,
that sounds about right. Yeah, they did. They did.
Okay, and when you were a rookie, did you have the same roommate for the Jets the whole tenure there?
You know who the roommate I had when I was with the Jets was Jeff Graham, because we were both from Ohio.
Okay, cool. Well, speaking of NASCAR, if I was going to get you something, I would get you a Richard Be Like Petty, a NASCAR ride. I think you're going around Talladega around 200 mile an hour on the back.
Oh, man,
fun one.
Like, that would be fun but I want to drive, though. I want to drive 200. I don't want to be on the passenger seat. I want to be in control of that thing. I want to do it myself.
Yeah. Well, you can do that, too. You can do either one. But I think a little bakery by your aunt's house in Texas, with like the little live-in quarters, so you can go sit here anytime you want, and you can get that stuff out to people, man.
She makes some fire banana pudding.
It sounds delicious. What are you thinking on the Phils? You losing hope here?
Well, I agree with Bella. I got $225 on the Mets, and I bet him at 101 and 71, so I got almost 13 G's waiting
for me. Wow, that's a big payout. Woody, I want you to win money, but I'm rooting against you here, Woody. I'm sorry.
It's fine, because I'm a Mets fan, so it doesn't matter.
He snuck in there. You bet him at what, 100 to 1?
Oh, wait, 100 to 1, 70 to 1, and then like 3 weeks ago at Harris Chester, 30 to 1.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I hope that bet blows up on you, Woody. No, Woody, good phone call. We appreciate it. Yeah, the Mets might make the playoffs. I mean, the Mets could slip past the Braves and get in. I don't think the Mets are winning the division. I mean, are we serious?
That would be like the absolute worst thing that can happen.
Yeah, I still think the division is not a concern. I mean, I'm more concerned when the Phillies make the playoffs and when they get in, how they play when they get there, what it looks like when they get
there. Yeah, they're leaking oil right now. You want some consistency.
Leaking oil? The transmission has fallen out. We need a repair here. We got three wheels. We're not in a good place. All right, 215-592-9494. Are you starting to lose hope? Have you lost hope? Where are you in the hope meter with the Phillies? I'm losing hope by the day. Kyle has thrown the towel in. Hugh is still holding out some hope on this baseball team. Well, it's an optimistic day. It's Hugh's birthday. What would you give him for his birthday for a chance to be in the midday show, Fantasy Football League, at 12:30? We're going to play a little Beat the Hammer, our show edition. We're going to give Hugh Douglas the questions that Joe DeCamera and the contestant had for Beat the Hammer this morning. It was Hugh Douglas trivia. We'll see how Hugh answers questions about himself if he gets them right. On the other side, we have Scott Fransky, his take on the Phils and what he thinks about the official scoring in baseball. I think it's a disaster right now. That's coming up next. Your calls as well. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. You heard us talk a lot about FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sports. Well, we have a little something different for you. Now through September 22nd, all FanDuel customers can bet $5 and get a 3-week free trial of NFL Sunday Ticket from YouTube and YouTube TV. Then, with a YouTube TV base plan, you'll be able to watch every regular season Sunday afternoon at a market game. All you need is a Google account and a current form of payment, and you could cancel anytime. Just visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to download America's number one sportsbook. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 90.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.